What would it take to fix Wall Street now? What would it take to make it easier for the public to trust executives, accountants, analysts, and regulators? And ultimately, what would it take to make stockholders feel better and safer about holding stock? Well, reformers have some ideas. This week, President Bush unveiled his plan to punish corporate fraud. The U.S. Senate went even further, passing anti-fraud legislation that would expand the federal criminal code to include corporate malfeasance. And lawmakers are thrashing out the details of an accounting reform bill. But any change in the way Wall Street does business will likely be shaped both by policymakers in government and in the investment houses themselves. A committee of the New York Stock Exchange has already recommended a series of changes in corporate governance. Leon Panetta co-chaired that committee, and he joins us from the Panetta Institute in Monterey, California. Mr. Panetta, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
And Senator Michael Enzi, Republican of Wyoming, joins us from Capitol Hill. Mr. Enzi is the Senate's only accountant, and he sits on the Banking Committee. Senator Enzi, thank you for being with us.
Good to be with you.
And let me ask you both in turn, Mr. Panetta, then Senator Enzi, is what we're seeing a few rotten apples, or is it in fact something endemic and systemic?
Well, there's no question that obviously there are some examples by some of these companies like Enron and WorldCom and Tyco and others that reflect certainly bad management and actions by the board and by others that are intolerable in terms of how they manage their companies. I don't think it's a reflection of the majority of what companies and corporations are doing. But I do think that it reflects kind of an underlying culture that's developed in the business community that basically has said, you know, when it comes to earnings tests, when it comes to accounting, when it comes to the work of a CEO and the work of boards, that there isn't the same kind of vigilance that I think needs to be encouraged if we're ever going to restore credibility back to the marketplace.
Senator Enzi, rotten apples or a sick tree?
I think it's a few rotten apples, and part of our problem is investors got so comfortable with making lots of money that some of the evaluations that should be done weren't done, and that would have forced some of the things in the market to come to light a little bit earlier, I think. There's always been kind of a rule that my dad taught me that if it looks too good to be true, it probably isn't true. Now, I did have a lot of people ask me about Enron after the Enron debacle. But I didn't have anybody ask me about why Enron was having such huge profits before. But I think that we have put together a bill here that will restore some confidence again, but it won't substitute for investors really examining what they're purchasing.
Mr. Panetta, have stockholder boards been negligent, or have they been run around?
I think what has happened generally is there's a message that goes out to boards of directors not to make waves, that they generally have accepted the CEO's recommendations, the chief financial officer's reports, the auditor's reports. The message generally is don't ask the tough questions. That's the best way to keep getting your fees and getting your options and ultimately getting reelected to the board. You know, I think the New York Stock Exchange recognized that when we recommended that a majority of each board ought to be made up of independent directors. You've got to remove the conflicts that I think have impacted too many boards and corporations.
Explain those conflicts to us, if you could, Mr. Panetta.
Well, oftentimes, generally, those that have either retired from that company and therefore were connected by a pension plan or retirement plan to that company, or obviously options that were given to that individual, that represents a conflict. Oftentimes, there are members of the board who have side contracts, consulting contracts, that are also being given by the company, so they have a conflict in terms of a business interest. That becomes a huge question mark then for them to try to ask the questions that need to be asked about what the auditors are doing and what the accountants are doing.
Mm-hmm. Part of what we're doing through legislation is placing some emphasis on board members having more responsibility and audit committee members having incredible responsibility, all being outside members of the board and all having some expertise in financial accounting.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Panetta, there's another key proposal that your committee came up with that would require stock option plans for top executives to be voted on by stockholders.
Right.
What's the thinking behind that?
Those are issues that ought to be taken to the shareholders because they can, in effect, undermine the liquidity of that corporation and that company. We've seen that happen, obviously, as a result of some of these companies and corporations that have been involved in scandals that it's impacted on the financial stability of that company because of the size of some of those compensation plans. That is, I might add, one of the more controversial recommendations we've made.
Mm-hmm. Senator Enzi, what are some of the provisions of the Senate Accounting Reform Bill that you think might make a difference?
It'll be the first time that we've federalized any profession. The accounting profession will be federalized with an oversight board that deals in ethics and discipline and sets accounting standards with the help of people that work in the field, but it's ultimate decision by a board of five, only two of which are accountants. And we also put in a lot of new corporate official responsibility who will also be overseen by this oversight board, and a lot more checkpoints for where they have to sign and be aware of what they're signing. And that's not just for the CEO and the CFO, but also for the board members and the audit committee members.
Mr. Panetta?
I also think, well, the President and the Congress and hopefully the SEC take all of these steps. We also need to understand it's very difficult to legislate honesty, that ultimately it really does depend on the integrity of CEOs and boards of directors and shareholders. It's when they recognize that it's important to implement their responsibilities with integrity that things are ultimately going to change.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Monterey, California, Leon Panetta, who of course was the White House Chief of Staff in the Clinton administration, now head of the Panetta Institute in Monterey, California, and Senator Michael Enzi joined us from Capitol Hill, Republican from Wyoming and the Senate's only accountant.